Hello, you're with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. So the other day, we were talking about Grizzly Step, right? So with Grizzly Step, you've got IP addresses you can find, you got DNSs you can find, you got an MD5 of the file. And of course, someone said, wait, isn't it really easy if they got a PHP shell to change to the MD5? And as a matter of fact, it is. We're gonna talk about that. But the real tip for you guys is, hashing is really only good to catch the lazy attacker, right? To catch the attacker who hasn't taken a step to modify the file. And you may think, well, why are they lazy? Why do they do that? Because we didn't look for the MD5 hash, so they don't need to. The reason why, if you take a PHP file, it's incredibly easy to change the hash, is something in cryptography called the avalanche effect. What the avalanche effect is small changes in bits should have an avalanche change in the overall hash. Right, because the goal of an MD5 hash is not to say, is this file this file? The goal is to say, this file is significantly different than this file and show it in that hash value. So the avalanche effect means if you open up a PHP file and you add a comment, even so with just a couple characters, and you redo an MD5 hash, that resulting hash is significantly different than the original hash, which is why hashing is terrible as a detective mechanism, because as an attacker, I can change the hash very easily. Now you may say, well, then why do we use hashes? Maybe we should just go away from them. Is there anything else better? There was a move a while back to look at different hashing values, such as SSDeep. And what they do is, it's the exact opposite of the avalanche effect. MD5 is designed to be significantly different from hash to hash based on small differences in the file. These other fuzzing hashing mechanisms are the exact opposite. They're designed to be very, very similar, as the files are very, very similar. This technology actually came out originally of the universities, where they're looking at ways to find where people are cheating on their homework. So giving a hash algorithm, run the hash algorithm, and have the values relatively similar if the file is relatively similar. SSDeep is a tool that does this. There was a move for a while to adopt it. It seems to have gone nowhere. I don't know where it is. If someone knows, please hit me up. So we're back to MD5s because it's ubiquitous and everyone uses it. Still worth looking for, because again, the bad guys usually don't change the file, not because it's hard, not because it's difficult, but because if you're not looking, they're not going to spend the time to do it. What do you think? Do you know any good algorithms? What do you think the future is? Hit me up in comments. Hit me up on social media. And if you're at CodeMash for the last day, come see me. I'm around. I'm hanging out. Cheers.